The meeting of the Early Childhood Youth Development Committee will come to order now that we have the most important player for today. Representative Radinovich moves the minutes of March 25th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Carries. Representative Huntley, you're on stage, and the chair will move House File 3216, and it goes to back to your committee, is my understanding. Is that
right.
Correct? Okay. And I believe you have an amendment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The chair will move the A3 amendment to get in the shape the author wants. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Carries. Basically, members, we're only dealing with Article 3 in this committee. We don't have the jurisdiction on anything but Article 3, and there's some parts of Article 3 that relate.
Starts on page 23.
Yes, and I was just going to explain there's, a couple sections that actually aren't within the jurisdiction of the committee, even within Article 3. So go ahead and do your presentation. I believe there was some concern before, but now the two parties have reached an agreement in A3, and do you want to just explain that first?
Sure.
That was, my understanding, was the only issue.
This revolves around a program that gives adoption assistance to somebody that's going to adopt a kid. And the problem is the language wasn't quite clear, and there are two things that have to that this bill deals with. One is the adoption, meaning who's going to get the kid, and secondly is there's federal money that can go along with for adoption assistance, and there are different rules for those two different decisions. And what the amendment does is make clear that it's still the judge's decision about who adopts the kid. And it's the Department of Human Services' decision about whether that would meet the federal law to get the adoption assistance to that new parent. And we had an example that somebody sent us of a, and it's usually kinship adoption, which means another family member is going to adopt this kid. Often it's the grandparent. And there was an example of a grandparent that wanted to adopt her grandchild who had to be taken away from the parents for legitimate reasons. This woman had in the past had a forged check or a bad check and had gotten a conviction. So when they do the background check on these people, they find this conviction, and in terms of part of the bill, it would make them ineligible for the money from the feds. But the feds determine the criteria for that. We don't. But what this amendment does is make clear that it's still the judge's decision about who's going to adopt this kid.
And Representative Huntley, that was my decision. My understanding, that was the only issue. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I see Ms. Huckdahl there. She was all concerned here a couple days ago, but it sounds to me like all you have to say is this the agreement? You're no longer concerned. Is that correct? That you're part of this agreement?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Melinda Huckdahl, yes.
Okay. That's thank you.
Only in Minnesota, Mr. Chair, could we get two people that are really fighting to go into a room and come out with a great solution.
True. We tried that last night. We came close, but it didn't work. We moved both parties very far, but didn't quite. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to testify on this bill? Okay. It's pretty simple. Any questions? Any comments? Okay, then the chair will renew his motion to re-refer House File 3216 as amended to the Committee on Health and Human Services Finance. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Carries.
Thank you, Committee Mr. Chair, members.